Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Listen, we know that blue flag status has been conferred on various beaches in the Eastern Cape. And in sticking with the oceans theme, South Africa was recently given a spot on the global stage where Youth for Marine Protected Areas member Ruth Mtembu represented our country at the annual United Nations Ocean and Climate Change Dialogue. Now, during the forum, youth were given the chance to highlight work done around marine protection, which includes efforts from the likes of musicians like Matthew Mole, who've also added their voice to the cause. And this morning, we're joined by Ruth, who's also the Strategic Communications Manager at the Wildlands Conservation Trust. Ruth, welcome to Algoa FM Breakfast, and thanks so much for taking the time to chat to us.
Thank you very much for having me, and good morning to your listeners.
Ruth, just kicking off, in terms of the dialogue, how did your involvement with the ocean conservation group Youth for Marine Protected Areas come about initially?
So initially, I had no real knowledge about the ocean before I had even joined Wild Oceans and working for them. And then when I started working for them, a movement was started because of lack of marine protection around the country. And so I was drawn to it. It was a group of like-minded youth. And I just thought that it was an amazing opportunity to not only learn about the ocean, but also to work hard with other young people in efforts to increase ocean protection around the country.
So obviously your biggest drive right now is for increased marine protection in the country, which is good. We need people like you driving this. And I'll tell you why. I was on a boat a couple of months ago in the bay, and the amount of plastic waste that I'd seen in just that small area which I was in shocked me. What are you seeing?
Oh, man, the problem is massive. We do think that plastic pollution is bad, and at least with that, it's a visible issue. But we don't actually get to see how much of it gets into the ocean. And also what we don't know is that it all starts from where you live. So it's not just people who pollute the beach areas when you go to the beach, but it all starts from where you live, in your communities, and that rubbish goes into the drains, and that rubbish travels to rivers and streams, which ultimately gets into the ocean. So it's a massive problem, but it's also an issue of consumer behavior and also producer behavior. You know, what are the producers of plastic doing about the problem as well? So we're seeing this issue from all sides, but it really starts from where you live and where you work, and that ultimately feeds into what you're seeing around the beaches.
Ruth, there are two parties that are responsible for playing their part in littering. Firstly, people, us terrestrial beings, and ships. And it's found that tons of waste is dumped each year from ships into the ocean. About 90% of plastic found on beaches originate from the shipping industry and fisheries for the like. What awareness campaigns are there for ships in particular?
There are so many campaigns around the world about shipping and the pollution. And not only that, there's also issues about overfishing and bycatch, because they're catching species that they're not even targeting. And as a result, other sea creatures are die, and they're not even needed for whatever the fisheries are trying to catch. So there are lots of campaigns around that, and I'm happy to throw a few names in, or maybe after the interview I can send you a couple of names, because I can't think of them all at the top of my head. But I know generally, even programs like ours that just deal with marine protection, part of that is holding parties like shipping companies responsible for pollution, but also raising awareness that that is the case.
I mean, as the campaign manager for Wild Oceans, if you just want to, in summary, tell us more about Wild Oceans.
Sure. So Wild Oceans is a program of the Wild Trust, and we mainly deal with research work around our oceans and also advocacy and awareness campaigns. And part of the work that I'm doing is doing a lot of campaign work around creating awareness. And we currently have a campaign called We Don't Need Our Oceans. And it's a campaign to show people that South Africa only currently protects 5% of its oceans, and we need to increase this protection. So in reality, if our oceans were to die, we would no longer be around. But the We Don't Need Our Oceans campaign hopes to help us see and understand all that the ocean gives to us. And one way of doing this is by showing South Africans what a world without our oceans would look like. So that's the current campaign that we're working on.
Good. Great work.
Ruth, I'm tempted to compare you to and say you're our very own Greta Thunberg, who listeners will know as the Swedish climate activist. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for all the important work that you and the organizations that you're involved with are doing. And we wish you everything of the best. May we all play our part in keeping those oceans healthy and clean. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.